This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got Phil Simms for one more segment here. Simms Spotlight brought to you by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. I know you have more work to do as you get closer to the draft, but you've been diving in a little bit more with these quarterbacks in the 2025 draft. So as we sit here today, these guys at the top, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, you think the Giants end up taking one of them?
Oh, absolutely.
So you think, okay, that's the first question. Absolutely. And which one would you rather see him have?
Well, I don't know that yet. Okay. I don't want to answer that.
Okay.
I'm really working hard. I want to see these guys in person.
Okay.
So I've been calling everybody. And I got to admit, I'm making some inroads. I was telling you guys off air, I watched Cam Ward quite a bit this past week because there's just one game to keep looking at. How many times can we talk about it? But, wow, does he make a lot of throws that you just go, that's really special. I mean, a lot. And I watched two full games, and I bet you there was 15 of them. I went, holy Christ, that is like big-time throws. And when he wants to let it go, those are not really showing it. He had a couple against Syracuse up in that game. But when he was playing Louisville and all them, see, he gets rid of the ball quick. I mean, it's going to be interesting which one goes first. If I have to guess, I'm going to say Cam Ward goes first right now over Shedeur Sanders.
So the question, does he go to Tennessee or Cleveland, or does he fall to, or I guess Cam Ward falls to the Giants at number three? Be really interesting. I mean, I think they are under so much pressure to bring one of these quarterbacks in. And I almost feel like the PR avalanche is behind Shedeur to the Giants.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me right now.
Right. It is. I think there's tremendous pressure on the Giants to get one of these two quarterbacks. The fan base, you guys talk about it all the time. And it seems like you're convinced you don't really care. You just want one of these two. Because I think there is a big separation between number three.
Well, I came in here about a month ago and told Gio that I didn't think either one of them was worth the top 10 pick. But then again, it doesn't matter what I think. It just matters what the team that is picking thinks. Sometimes they, you know, like guys will fall to other teams and they'll, like Josh Allen fell to the Bills. And even though Kansas City traded up to go get Patrick Mahomes, he still fell to number 10. You know what I mean? Like sometimes that happens, and that works out better for a team that's actually reaching for somebody. Like the Jets were reaching for Zach Wilson at number two.
Right.
Or even Daniel Jones, the Giants reach for him at number six.
It happens, you know, when you're desperate for a quarterback. Look, I think this is not news here, but the Giants are going to sign a free agent quarterback. Now, which one would that be out there? I don't know. I have no clue. I look at it and go, is there a big group of free agent quarterbacks coming out this year? You know, the guy that I watched this past year just by accident, Marcus Mariota. Did you watch him play when
Jaden Daniels went down?
Yeah, he came in and I was like, I was watching it going, Who's the quarterback?
But why would they want? Why would they want to get rid of him? Well, I don't know if he's a free agent or not.
But. I'm just guessing. When you know, most of these backup quarterbacks that are signed as free agents, it's 1 year deals.
Yeah,
$5 million, $6 million, whatever, depending. But you know, getting one a free agent quarterback, which are I think they're going to do, and then they're going to draft somebody too for sure.
Well, their free agent quarterback that they added last year was Drew Lock, and they paid him $5 million.
Right.
So. I don't know like who's going to be out there for like the Sam Darnold type of contract, a $10 million contract. Is that what we're talking about? Where, you know, he was brought in to sit behind J.J. McCarthy and he ended up starting for them.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to think, who is that guy that could potentially fill that spot if, in fact, they do draft somebody and want him to sit for about 6 weeks?
Well, listen, Sam Darnold, when you talk about him, it's going to be more than $10 million.
Well, now, but last year it was $10 million. Oh, last year was $10 million. This year it's going to be somewhere probably 3 years, $90 to $110
million. You know, what do you think, Gio? You follow Minnesota better than us. I say this, I would bet they don't really know what they want to do yet.
I think they do.
Oh, you do? It's Sam Darnold?
No, I think that they are going to let him go. The plan was for Sam Darnold to be here for a year and then J.J. McCarthy to be the quarterback.
Right.
They let Kirk Cousins go because they didn't want to pay a quarterback anymore. They have all this cap space and they don't have a lot of draft picks. So they need to build the roster through free agency. And the best way to do that is have a quarterback on a rookie contract. Can't give Sam Darnold all that money. So I think, and then the way he played against Detroit and then the Rams, I think that sort of sealed the deal. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'd be shocked if they brought him back.
I think that way a little bit. The way it ended was so rough and so bad that it has to make you rethink. And I think they signed, here's what I believe, and kind of hear stuff a little bit, probably more than I'll say, but they love Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
I know. They love Daniel Jones. Yeah. And so when they picked him up and everything, just you went, oh, well, okay. So now whatever happens, he could be the backup and then go with J.J. McCarthy. What little he played in the preseason, and when I watched him, of course, in college, J.J. McCarthy, when he was on the NFL field, I went, oh, my gosh, he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Like Bo Nix type? Is he a Bo Nix type?
Well, he's more athletic than that. And he does have a very good arm. He can throw the... And, you know, Kevin O'Connell likes to get it down the field. He's definitely got that in him where he's going to be a play-action deep thrower down the field.
So he's more athletic than Bo Nix.
Absolutely.
That's saying something.
He's fast. That's one thing about J.J. McCarthy. He can get back there. He can move around. And he's a true big-time threat to run the football.
And Daniel Jones will be much cheaper than Sam Darnold. They both are going to have to sign a contract this offseason. You could sign Daniel Jones with a backup contract. You can't sign Sam Darnold.
No, since Sam Darnold's going to walk.
You've shut your mic off by accident there.
Sam Darnold's going to want to look for a place to start and be the man, which could be Pete Carroll and the Raiders.
Could be.
That could be a place for him.
I would think if the Raiders could get Sam Darnold at a decent price, I think that would be a good spot for him. And I think Pete Carroll would actually be happy with that.
Yeah, Chip Kelly is their offensive coordinator.
Right.
That's interesting. They paid him $6 million a year to be their offensive coordinator. He's the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. So Mark Davis and Tom Brady are putting their money where their mouth is.
Well, I'll say this. When Chip Kelly was at UCLA those last couple years, he was running a big-time, very good NFL offense. Then he went to Ohio State, and I felt like they just said, nope, don't do that, don't do this. And then they got in the playoffs, they opened it up.
I mean, look at that Ohio State team was ridiculous.
Well, yeah, it's beyond loaded. So,
and you know, and they won with quarterback was good. You know, he's not going to be a top draft choice.
No,
but what was his name?
Howard.
Yeah, Will Howard. I mean, but those wide receivers and a running back were like ridiculous.
Yeah, they're
they got a pro team there. He spent $25 million on it, right?
Yes, he did, and it paid off. So good for Ohio State.
And Mariota is a free agent next year, so
he'll be one of those guys. Carson Wentz is going to be one of those guys.
Yeah,
Drew Lock is going to be one of those guys. So that's the group you're talking about: Russell Wilson, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields, I like that. I would get not to be my franchise quarterback, but he's a guy that can come in if somebody gets nicked or just whatever. He can ignite, and I think there's a big place for him in the right spot in the NFL. And it was in Pittsburgh.
Chris, let's go to Chris in Wading River. Chris, you're on with Boomer, Phil, and Gio. What's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
I have a story about Phil. In 1986, I was 11, and I remember being at a Super Bowl party at my friend's house. And after the game, they were interviewing Phil and his family, and I don't remember what son it was, but one of his boys was digging in his nose like deep.
Oh, that was Christopher. 100% Christopher. Older,
nice story, thanks.
All, all the parents, they were I don't remember. Well, the funny part was afterwards, all the parents were passing out handing around the money that they were betting on the game, and one of the dads was double or nothing if he eats it. I just don't remember if he did or not, but.
I think I've heard this story before.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
I think I've heard that. And, of course, my son, Christopher, would have been 6 years old then.
Yeah, and he was picking his nose.
Why not? Phil Simms.
Yeah, there you go.
It happens. Was that him?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's killing you when you're not around. This is when he came in here a couple times when he sat in for me.
Right. Okay. Well, good for him.
My dad, Phil Simms. Screw Phil Simms.
Amazing, huh? Terry Coates.
Eddie, you need a job.
Screw Phil Simms.
I always wanted to do that like Boomer does.
Oh my gosh.
That. I love that.
Oh, I wish I could call into his show when they do it. Yeah.
Is anybody listening?
You can, right? Can't you?
I don't think they don't take calls.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have got the technology to do so.
I guess so. I'm not that anxious about it, so.
I know you'd like to see my scrotum.
Yeah. Wow. Strange. You got a strange family, honestly.
Oh, man. Oh, hey. Well, I'll just be quiet for a second. Oh, my God.
Andrea in California wants to enlighten us about the Super Bowl. Andrea, good morning. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm the sports astrologer, if you remember me.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't forget you, yeah. Andrea. Come on.
Yes, I know. I had a full circle moment. There's this Facebook memory page, and I saw a picture of Boomer and I at Radio Row about 6 years ago when the Super Bowl was in San Francisco. And next year, it's going back to San Francisco.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I'm not going back to San Francisco.
Oh, really?
That's already in my card, so don't worry about that.
Oh, too bad. No, that was really fun, that whole Radio Row experience and our paths crossing. And, yeah, no, I always enjoy your show. I don't always get a chance to call in with the time difference. But since it was the Super Bowl, you know, it's pretty exciting, and you know, timing is everything. Life is timing. Timing is life, and the planets just aligned for, you know, Jalen Hurts. Mars is a planet of energy, assertion, aggression.
See, that's Mars. Yeah. I told you, Phil's a Mars guy.
What do you mean I'm a Mars guy?
Well, he's a Scorpio. He's actually ruled by Mars and Pluto. I was looking at his chart.
Wow.
I told you, you are a Mars and Pluto guy.
I want to hear this. I love this. When you read your horoscope, you read, you think it's for you, the wording. So what does it mean to be a Scorpio? I want to hear this.
Oh, sure. Yeah, happy to share. Scorpios are interested in the deeper mysteries of life, and it's a water sign, so they're very emotional, although they may not show their emotions. They're very intense. They're very private and definitely have an air of mystery about them.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's great.
I didn't know I was so interesting.
Is it true that they're very pale and stiff as well, Andrea?
Well, no. I mean, we're more than our sun sign. I have to look at the rest of Phil's chart. I'd be happy to share it. We have our moon sign, Mercury, Venus, our rising sign.
Wow.
So I'd be happy to go into more detail and send it to you or someone on the show.
No, I don't really want to know all this.
It's just interesting because, you know.
I know it is, but.
Basically a sign of transformation. That's like, you know, one good way to put it. It's like, you know, very powerful, emotional, magnetic, intense, mysterious. So it has a lot of different parts to it. So I like that Scorpio energy.
But before you go, Andrew, was anything going on in Patrick Mahomes' astrological world to make him play like crap?
Yes, I'll tell you. Neptune, the planet of confusion, is in Pisces, and it was opposing his Sun in Virgo. And Neptune, to, you know, make it easy, the three Ds, disillusionment, disappointment, and discouragement.
Oh.
So Neptune transits are very nebulous. They're very confusing. They're not what you want as an athlete. And Andy Reid had the same transit by conjunction. He's a Pisces. He's 1958, March 19. So he wasn't doing too well. But, you know, Patrick's a Virgo. He's my September 17th Virgo birthday twin. And he was so hard on himself. Mm. It's like, I should have done better. I know next time I'll do better. This is on me. You know, he takes
that's kind of accountability, though. You know,
he
took accountability.
He
and
did.
That's honesty. That's good.
Oh, I love that. That's, you know, Virgo really showing its meticulous, discerning nature. And, you know, it just wasn't their time. I mean, last year when they played the 49ers, you know, he was really good. So timing is everything. And that was just really difficult. And, you know, on a happier note, there was Saquon Barkley's birthday and that young kid.
Cooper DeJean, his birthday.
February 9th, 2003, they're getting younger and younger.
I ain't kidding. I ain't kidding.
Well, Andrea, thank you. We appreciate it.
Shut your ass up.
I was going to ask.
That was a nice film.
I don't. Who wants to know that much about themselves? Or at least I don't want to. That's all. I wanted to know
what
when you're planet Uranus.
You're such a child.
And when,
that's what you took out of this whole thing.
When you feel the power, when
Mercury's in Uranus.
That is all right.
That's unbelievable.
I just love how he's packing up now. You know what I'm saying? He's had enough.
Let me get this back. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs did what? They dared Jalen Hurts to win the game, and they lost.
Then Jalen came through.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Bill Sims, you just won the Super Bowl. What are you doing next?
I'm going to go to Disney World.
First one ever.
Yes, first one.
First one ever, man.
It's really an interesting moment. You're doing it and you're going, God, is this the, what am I doing here?
I'm getting busy.
I want to shake somebody's hand or something. Where's John Elway? John, how'd that game go, baby? How you doing? You know, Boomer, let's be honest. When you play the other team, the quarterback thing, it's personal.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Oh, it's personal. Yeah. I couldn't wait to shake hands when I won. How's that? How'd you like that?
Joe Montana, you and the San Francisco 49ers just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
Yeah, okay, great. That's why every time we played the Giants and you were playing, I was looking to shake your hand after the game.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever shook your hand. I didn't want to talk to you.
One time I went up to you and said, man, you threw for 513, man. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But you lost, bitch.
Yeah, but you know what? When you throw for 513, Gio, really winning and losing doesn't count. You don't care.
Right. It's there forever, that 513.
That's
man.
It.
Record books. That's what everybody's talking about.
Just ripping it all over the field. Man. I was like, come on.
Like, yeah, like you in the NFL Today studio, apparently, just ripping it all over the place.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what Phil was telling me.
The leaning tower of whatever. That's Boomer. When he leans, I see him. He leans the other way, away from you because. You're right. It's terrible.
It's funny. Phil says he watches the show at home and he knows when you're farting.
I can't believe the day of the Super Bowl, I'm in the studio. We're talking about this stuff. But that's
well, this is what you guys were talking about.
Exactly. This is what we do here. You know that.
We've
been here for like an hour and 20 minutes, hour 40 minutes. We hit everything.
Okay.
We hit the game. We hit the defensive line. We hit...
I know
Patrick Mahomes and the referees.
You're right. I got to be honest. I listened to you as I'm driving in, and I just went, wow, the Super Bowl. And, you know, you can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I just, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, game was terrible. The whole.
But like, it's over.
Phil, do you remember this moment from your broadcasting career?
Yeah. And then got to remember the win. We've talked about that. And. I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
And you're talking about me.
That is not true.
That is so true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's like Gio says, own your farts.
Wow. Listen, I would. There's no way I would do that. I would never do
that. That was a whole conversation between you and Nance.
I don't know. I remember it, and I just go, I did not do that.
Then who did it?
I don't know.
Had to be something.
There was.
You gotta what is with you guys running from your farts, man? Come on, it's years ago.
I'll own up to it.
Hey, dude, I'm laughing. He's sitting over here going, I'm leaning one way, I'm leaning the other. I'm like, and I'm laughing at
you're
it.
You're denying that ever happened? You didn't fart? You didn't box in Jim Nance with your farts?
No, it could have been somebody else in that booth near him.
Oh, okay. So you're blaming on somebody else.
It sounds absolutely. Like with the conversation that you guys are having.
And then Jim says, I'm worried about you.
Yeah, I heard that.
You came out of your ass.
One more time, Eddie, please.
Oh, well, wait, come on.
One more time.
Take a listen.
Talked about that. And I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
You said warmed up and you had a little laugh.
Because I heard it. I'm telling you, I didn't do it. I would own
up
to it.
Put your hand on your heart. You didn't do it.
Swearing my children's heads. What else do you want me to do?
Oh, man. All right. I believe you.
Yeah, right. You'll
no,
still...
No, I believe you. You say that, man.
I'm telling you, I didn't do it.
Okay.
Somebody did it. I mean, it's either you, Jim, or the spotter. Who's your spotter?
I'm not going to call people out. I didn't have a spotter.
You didn't have a spotter?
No, I did it all on my own.
Okay, but Jim had a spotter.
Stat guy.
He had a spotter, stat guy.
Well, you have a stat guy there, and you have a spotter, and they give you... No?
No, I never had a stat guy.
Hmm.
Damn, I didn't want anybody around me. Shut up.
That's bold if you're a spotter or a stat guy, and you're ripping ass next to Phil Simms and Jim Nance on national TV. That is bold.
I listen, I think that's all. I think that the whole thing is fake.
Well, I mean, it's not.
That's not Eddie's work there. We can tell. We know Eddie's work.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the fart sound is fake.
Yeah, I had to do that.
I mean, that is so ridiculous, the sound. There's just no way.
Well, the fart sound's fake, but the conversation.
There we go. Well, because I heard it. So I played along with it.
What do you think comes up if I put in Phil Simms fart into Google? What do you think happens?
Well, I guess it comes up.
Yeah. Phil Simms farts on Jim Nance.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for me.
You know, Jim needed a little bit of lighting, lightening up.
Here's another one. Look, Phil Simms farted and just won't admit it.
That's funny. I'll tell you.
You know what?
The great thing is, for you too, Boomer.
Yeah.
The good thing is that, God, look how white I am there. Holy Christ.
See, I did good makeup on you today.
Don't wonder I have skin issues.
Look at how good he looks on TV today.
Yeah, you did a very nice job.
Thank you very much.
Really nice.
Maybe I'll take that up as a new side job.
No, you didn't take care of the bags under my eyes. I never
Well, listen.
I don't usually get those.
But you got no sleep. You went to bed at 1:30.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Aren't you glad you stayed for an extra
Yes,
segment?
I am. I'm just getting crushed. Change of subject. Yeah. You know who I really thought did a great job after the game?
Who was that?
Was Alex Smith. He was on with Chris Berman.
Yeah.
Man, he was all over everything.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
It was good.
He's good.
Well, how do you know? You were sleeping.
No, but I'm saying he's good. I've seen him before. He's a very good broadcaster.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a good job.
Underrated, actually, and just underused.
And a little more animated than I thought he would be, too. Yeah. So that's good. Good for him.
Phil, I love seeing you, man. This was awesome. A lot of laughs. And I can't wait until next year when you're back on again. But we'll talk to you around free agency, the draft, all that stuff.
So, I'll talk to you the day before the draft.
We may have to do a draft show.
Yeah, let's do another draft show. How about that?
Oh, that'd be great.
Remember that time, the first time you met Gio?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You're feeling a lot of everything.
Yeah, no, wait. I slapped him on the back. He was so nervous during the damn show. And the Saints trade up, and I said, they're probably going to take Marcus Davenport. And he goes, well, who's that? Yep. Only one of the best defensive guys in the draft. I don't know, Gio, you did a lot of work for it. But wait. So it's hot. It's loud in that place, wherever we were.
Yes.
And we're taking a picture, and I know you left. And I slapped him on the back, and it was sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That was Fat Gio.
Yeah, I was about 35, 40 pounds heavier. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. And then you whispered in my ear, because there were a lot of people taking pictures. You didn't, like, say it out loud. You just whispered. You said, "You're a thick son of a bitch."
Oh, like Jesus.
That. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What a moment, Micah. I've really made it here. Yes.
I did. Yeah. I will admit, when I hit you on the back, I went, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like slapping a puddle.
This guy, you worth it. What did you play in high school?
I was a guard and a defensive tackle.
What other sport did you play? Were you a wrestler?
No,
oh, you're a baseball player. What did you play?
I pitched and played third base.
Wow. But he really didn't, because he got hurt, so he kept the book.
Kept the book, got the coach's award as a senior. That's right.
Well, how'd you get hurt?
Well, it was the first day of practice. Ball's coming my way and playing third base. We're going like around the diamond. First baseman throws it over to me. Lose it in the sun. Instead of putting up my glove hand, I put up my bare hand like this. Broke my finger. And then the first day I was allowed to live there. Look at me. Look at that. That's like the year 2000. But and then the first day I came back from that, I separated my shoulder because I was horsing around doing something. So then I was in a sling.
Oh, is that you?
That's me in middle school football, yeah. Look at that.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Look at that head of hair.
Those shoulder pads.
Yeah, I know. Jalen Carter wouldn't even wear those.
Damn. God, it's so embarrassing. there's me as a cute kid. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Shea Stadium.
Tim and Ralph are great.
Yeah, I want to be on Conner's Corner in 2000.
Oh, that's awesome.
You look like Spanky. remember that Spanky from Owl Gang?
That's the one thing about being from a big family. We have no pictures.
Yeah.
This is no pictures. They, go to the Super Bowl. Can you send some baby? I got no damn pictures.
Yeah.
People go waste money on a camera.
That's exactly right.
All right, Phil. Thanks,
all right,
man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bro.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Phil came in, he wrote notes down on a paper plate, and I just walked over there. He had ripped the paper plate into like 10 million pieces and just left it on the floor. What the hell?
Yeah, notes on a paper plate. I knew he does write notes during games. But I knew that he was probably annoyed at the way the game was being played, so therefore he was not taking notes in the second half.
That's right, he was not. And while we were busting his chops at everything else, he was just ripping up that plate under the desk and just left it in pieces for us.
I can't believe I just did through that.
All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. Leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter. Eagles-Chiefs, the Super Bowl, and this is a highlight we haven't heard yet. Obviously, Philadelphia clobbered Kansas City.
First and 10, the shotgun snap, the fake handoff, and Hurts drops back 5, winds up, one arching pass, down the middle, it's caught over the shoulder in the end zone. Touchdown, Smith! Insurmountable.
Oh, it was 34-0 late in the third. Kevin Harlan,
great point,
on the Fan. Yes, indeed. And I'm with you, G. Aside from like the what was it, the Chargers and 49ers, that 55-10 game, this is right there with it in terms of non-competitive for the entire game.
I kind of felt like the Bucs and Patriots that way. That wasn't the same way like in 2020. It was the 2020 season, 2021.
Not like this. No.
I don't think so. No,
but Patrick Mahomes got hit like 16 or 17 times in that game.
But you felt like there was it was at least a football game.
This Tom Brady threw got three touchdowns that game.
Yeah, this game felt over in the first. It really did. In the first quarter, it felt like the Eagles were head and shoulders above them for at least this one game. But here was Jalen Hurts. Yeah, I might be the game MVP, but boy, our defense, they just went after Mahomes.
We saw how they played today. We saw the difference they made in the game, and they gave us opportunities, gave us short fields, and we're able to do what we do.
And doing what they did was sack him 6 times, hit him 11 times, and pick him off twice, including Cooper DeJean, who returned it for a touchdown.
Hell of a team. Great players, great organization. They've been winning for a long time. So it's awesome. I mean, to be here and to be able to beat them on the biggest stage, it's great.
Given the fact that they're so young, as Phil was pointing out, do you think that this is the next dynasty?
Well, they got salary cap space, too.
Yes.
Not good if you're a team in that division. Imagine the Giants or the Cowboys, and you got Washington and Jaden Daniels and this team. Not great.
No, it is not. And it could be. I mean, they could be right back there. I mean, everybody's going to pick them again.
Wouldn't you think they're the favorites today for next season?
I think Detroit. Detroit had so many injuries, guys. But they lose both of their coordinators. Yeah.
I mean.
And what are they losing free agency this year? I don't know. I don't know if they lose guys with their salary cap situation.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how much money they give Zach Bond. Do they keep him or does he leave?
Good question. Here's Travis Kelce. Bad night, start to finish for our guys.
I think there was a lot of things going wrong. Can't just say that it was just the O-line or anything like that. I think it was accumulated of everything, not really going our way today.
Nothing went their way. And so the three-peat will not happen as the Eagles. There was an overhead shot of Philadelphia, the streets. It looks like a ticker tape parade, just like blocks and blocks long at midnight last night. Pretty wild. Of course, they were knocking down lampposts. And they were also, somehow they found horses to ride around the city.
What, the fans?
Yes.
Not the cops?
No, fans. There were fans on horses riding.
So now they're going to have to do a parade, right? And they have to do their ring ceremonies and all that other stuff. I would imagine a parade is going to be somewhere soon.
I would certainly think so. Now, moving on to just a couple of other things. I know we don't have a lot of time, but you've been on the set of these pregame shows and postgame shows. So there was a lot of love yesterday. We had the Michael Vick thing, Carissa Thompson, I love you, and all the guys. We love you, Jules. We had the Terry Bradshaw stuff. So Jimmy Johnson, they did this AI thing about his career arc, which was very cool. So when then they go back to the desk, he's all teary-eyed and everything. You tell me if you think that the producers there were kind of trying to nudge him out with this AI thing, because notice what Kurt Menefee says to him towards the end of it.
I love you. We all love you so much, Coach.
I can truly say, because of my family and because of y'all, I've never been happier than in this time of my life. Yeah. Happiest I've ever been in my life.
God bless you, buddy.
Was that goodbye?
One day at a time, Kurt.
Wow.
Kurt Menefee goes, damn, I really thought it was goodbye.
Or the producers might have been like, could you get him out of here? Like, it's enough. We just did this nice piece for you. Maybe see the writing on the wall. But it doesn't sound like it. Terry's got 2 more years on his deal. I want to say 2 years beyond that till he's 80. And Jimmy would like to stay till he's 100.
Right. That pregame show is starting to look like Cocoon, the movie.
Oh, boy. Yeah. What else? Just of note, UB Brown broadcast his last game, the 91-year-old retiring now. The Bucks did beat the Sixers in that game, 135-127. Damian Lillard at 43. I'm sorry to keep you up, sir. Let's play the Hornets tonight. It's on the fan at 7:20. And Rutgers lost to Maryland, 1981. All right, time now for a moment of the day. It's a little long. So Phil was here. I changed this like 6 times in the last hour, but things kind of got off the rails as he continued to stay. And then you had the astrologer woman calling from California, and then towards the end of it.
Well, Andrea, thank you. We appreciate it.
Shut your ass up.
I was going to ask.
That was a nice Phil.
Wow.
I don't. Who wants to know that much about themselves, or at least I don't want to. That's all.
I wanted to know.
What?
When you're planet Uranus.
You're such a child.
And when,
that's what you right. That's what you took out of this whole thing.
When you feel the power, right. What do you do?
Like, Mercury's in Uranus. How does that
mean? Right. That's unbelievable.
I just love how he's packing up now. You know what I'm saying? He's had enough. He's had enough.
Let me get this back. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs did what? They dared Jalen Hurts to win the game, and they lost.
All right, so he tries to bring it back to football. He probably should have exited there. He stuck around, and that's probably a mistake for him.
Phil, do you remember this moment from your broadcasting career?
Yeah, and got to remember the win. We've talked about that, and... I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
And you're talking about me.
That is not true.
That is so true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's like Gio says, own your farts.
I'm wow.
There you go. Boomer's saying.
That's a Phil really does get uncomfortable during these times, which is just so great.
Holy God, I swear
I didn't do it.
So he should have left when he had the opportunity.
Right. It's like the Chiefs and the 49ers. Hold on, Phil. We're going to play this fart from your earlier in your career.
Oh, boy.
Before you head out of here.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry. Good stuff, man. What's going to happen with you now? What are you doing?
Good. I'm fine. I'm going to go to the doctor at 12:30, make sure I'm not dying, and I'll be back tomorrow.
Your mic's still
all good. I'm fine.
Say, does you have a frequent flyer card with that doctor?
I do.
Yours?
I do. I call them. They come on in 12:30. No problem. It's a standing appointment.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I was thinking about this. Bryce Huff didn't do much. I mean, but he was a part of this Eagle defense that did, basically turn its season completely around from a year prior to that.
Yeah.
And the Jets ended up with Hassan Reddick.
Yep.
Who basically, I think he had...
He did nothing.
He was invisible. Half a sack?
Yeah, he was at... I don't even know if he had that. He was totally invisible once he got on the team.
See, that's kind of another indictment of what went on here.
Well, yeah.
You know, especially with Mekhi Becton being moved to guard and basically playing the entire year, although it looked like he did get
something bothered him yesterday during the game earlier, but he ended up finishing the game. But, you know, it's amazing. It all is about environment, the environment that you're in and whether or not you feel comfortable. And sometimes guys are young and they don't understand exactly what they're doing, and people get frustrated and guy gets hurt. He loses some of his confidence. And next thing you know, he's on another team and he finds the promised land.
Yeah, and if you're going to change the attitude in the organization with the Jets, one of the things that Aaron Glenn has to do right away is tell the players to stop putting out crap on social media that has to do with the team. Because that was one thing that Rob Saleh never got a handle of. These guys were always saying what was on their mind in social media and Sauce Gardner fighting with people and all this crap. And then you see the Aaron Rodgers news over the weekend, and then Quinnen Williams puts out a thumbs down emoji and then says, oh, I guess I'm going to be a part of another rebuild. Just stop it. Stop!
See, and that's not a good thing for the Jets either, and it's certainly not a good thing for Aaron. It's interesting to see how Aaron's going to handle all this, Aaron Glenn, that is, when it comes to dealing with the players and the social media. You know, watching him at Detroit and watching him in the Hard Knock stuff, It was like, you know, we're here for you. We're here to support you. We want to support you and everything else. But I kind of feel like he's got to use that. That's fine. But, you know, you got to give us something back. And what you got to give us back is that you got to pay attention to your job and your job only. And don't worry about any of the other stuff. And if we all can do that and we can all come together as a team, then maybe we'll have a chance to win some of these games that we haven't been winning in the past few years.
Quinnen Williams got a big contract from the Jets. He was here at the previous regime. They kept him. They paid him. I understand it's frustrating to lose.
His brother got a big contract.
Right, exactly. His brother got a big contract, too. So, I mean, it's frustrating to lose. You like the fact that the players want to win. I understand all of that, but it's just enough with the social media stuff. And he's probably, who knows, maybe he's looking at the Myles Garrett situation and going, eh, maybe I'll do the same thing. I'll ask out, and I want to be a part of a Super Bowl team.
That could be headed that way, and it could be headed that way simply because, let's face it, Myles Garrett had Baker Mayfield, got him to the playoffs. They made that big swing and trade for Deshaun Watson, and he thought this was going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned into an unmitigated disaster. So, you know, would Quinnen Williams or any of these guys feel that way moving forward? That's a possibility. I mean, that really is a possibility. Let's just hope it's not now. Maybe this time next year, maybe, depending on what happens this coming season. But I would like to think that most of these players have got to be happy for Aaron Glenn. They have to be.
I mean, I would think so, but I wonder how many people feel that way. Is that like the consensus of the locker room that not bringing Aaron Rodgers back pisses them off or not? I mean, I don't know, but it really shouldn't matter at this point. And just stop. Like, Rob Saleh never, ever, ever since he got here got a hold of that nonsense, from the Mike White t-shirts to all the social media stuff to these guys just putting themselves in the situation. Rob Saleh himself with the Joe Beningo text messages and putting his foot in his mouth. I mean, that type of stuff, when you're the Jets head coach, this is what we talk about, why it's a different job. It always gets crazy and blown more out of proportion than in other places because they're generally losing. So first step, snuff that crap out. Enough. Enough complaining on social media. Stop. You look like a loser. And we got to change this.
Did we see much from the Detroit Lions?
I mean, I'm
Dan
not
Campbell.
Following them, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing as much. I don't.
And they've also been winning the last few years.
That does help. I mean, the losing coupled with the social media posts, that's the thing that is so disheartening, and that's part of the negative culture.
Exactly. It's exactly what I'm saying. And you got a long way to go. You got a lot of work to do. This feels like a start over now, especially with no Aaron Rodgers. So just those types of things just need to stop. They just need to stop, the complaining and the Garrett Wilson saying this and Sauce Gardner saying that and Quinnen Williams doing this and this guy liking this post here and this is a DM. It's like, it's just, you guys just stop. This is why I said that Jet team last year was the biggest group of losers I've ever seen in my life. Every single one of them from top to bottom. So this is why this job is such a tough job.
I would pull those guys in either individually or as a group and just tell them, guys, you are the youth core of this football team. You are supposed to be the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set the standard for everybody in this building. If I can hold you accountable, then I can hold everybody else accountable. And that was the secret Bill Belichick with Tom Brady. Tom Brady took all the slings and arrows that Belichick would throw at him. You know, the guy at the local high school would wouldn't throw a pass like that. Mm-hmm. Brady would laugh it off. And then everybody else was, you're able to hold them accountable because your best player took the slings and arrows. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So I think, you know, Aaron Glenn's not a dummy. He knows. He knows players. He knows the way they think. And he's obviously had success. So I would think you bring in those young guys and say, look, guys, you guys are the core of this football team. You're the ones that are getting paid. And, you know, and obviously Sauce and Garrett Wilson are going to have to get paid. They could bitch and complain their way out of here, believe me, after next year, you know.
Yep,
so we'll see what
course.
Happens there.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.